Wendell, my man, how you doing?
What's going on, all right? How's it going?
$1 million champion of Survivor. I'm so excited to chat with you. Wow.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much.
What does it feel like having this $1 million check in front of you, man?
It feels amazing. My pockets are a lot fatter now. It feels like I'm the king right now. Like, it feels great. I'm the champ right now. Now I just got to be smart with the money.
My wife said, you better ask him in the first couple of minutes what he's going to do with that money. I'm so interested to know. She was so excited for you, man. We both were.
As much as I want to say I want to go buy a nice car, do whatever, put a down payment on a house, I have law school loans that I need to pay off, and I want to be smart with it and invest my money so I can allow it to work for me.
Take me back to the time when you were like, you know what, maybe I'll try out for this little game called Survivor.
The first season that I watched was season 18, and I saw all these guys competing, and I just thought, this is something that I think my skill set would be good in this show. Like, I'm a little good at a lot of things, so I thought that I'd be able to do puzzles, I'd be able to compete, I'd be able to play the social game. I was able to go out there and do that.
One of the biggest moves you could have made all season was befriending Laurel to a level of, I know what she's thinking, she knows what I'm thinking, let's do this, let's have that mutual respect and that loyalty factor. You saved her, she ends up returning the favor and awarding you the win.
Yeah, a lot of my game was proving my loyalty to Laurel. I know, and I'm appreciative that she saved me so many times out there, and I saved her a bunch of times out there, but I just wanted to continuously reinforce that, just show the right image. Fortunately for me, she reciprocated that at the end.
Let me just throw you for a loop for a sec. If it was you in Laurel's position, end of the game, you have to choose between Dominic and Laurel. You're the deciding vote as to who wins this whole thing in the $1 million. Whose name would you have written down?
Oh, that's a tough question. Laurel would have played a good enough game to have garnered 5 jury votes. Then I'd have to give it to Laurel because she was my sister out there.
Do you think Dom was a little too confident out there?
Dom was very confident. Borderline. Nah, he was just very, I wouldn't say cocky, but he was very confident. A lot of people saw that confidence. You can't get overly confident in the game of Survivor.
It was cool to see, though, Wendell, that you and Dominic had this incredible friendship where at the end you're like, hey, you know, we're going to have to go at each other because it's an individual game when it comes down to this point. We still love each other. We got each other's backs, but we're going to have to try and prove why A should win over B.
Yeah, we can only bring each other, but so far there's only $1 million check at the end. So, hey, let's duke it out now.
This season, there was one guy in particular who a lot of people were rooting for, super underdog, and that dude is Donathan. But man, Donathan opened his mouth so much. I was like, guy, if you just shut your mouth, these guys are potentially going to take you all the way to the end with them.
Yeah, he was a sweetheart, and then, you know, America's favorite and all that stuff. But then, like, Donathan is a super fan, and he understands that going to the end with a Wendell and a Dominic might not be great for a Donathan. So whatever his game was, he started trying to blow up our game. We had ample opportunities to get him out of there before we did, but he was still a part of our game despite him going rogue. So we had to cut him loose, and we had to cut him loose. I couldn't understand while I was on the island, but I can understand now, looking back, why he started swinging for the fences with us.
Wow, that must have been hard to take, looking at this kid like, dude, really?
Yeah. We've been looking out for you this whole time, and now you want to just... You want to tell all our secrets? You want to just put everything on blast? Come on, man. We've been looking out for you. We got rid of everybody. Why can't you just cruise with us to the end and we'll kill each other at the end? But he didn't have... He's not that player. Like, he wouldn't have been able to get me and Dom. So he tried and it wasn't successful.
We're hanging with the $1 million winner, Wendell, from Survivor Season 36. Has it sunk in yet?
I don't think it has. I'm like Sebastian. I'm still on this high. It feels so good. I don't feel like I have a $1 million check. I feel like I'm just Wendell, the guy that's always grinding and hustling and working his butt off.
Speaking of Sebastian, that guy looked really shook last night. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure everybody's made up now, but he was not impressed whatsoever.
Oh, no. No, he was pretty angry at Dom and the way Dom treated Donathan, and it showed.
Wendell, you were beast mode out there. You won a lot of competitions, especially when it counted. There was that one a couple of weeks ago. You clearly won, but you hadn't called out Jeff's name. And I'm watching. I had to rewatch that 6 times going, oh, my God. It's almost like Jeff Probst is breaking character because he looked at you and went, what? And I'm going, I've never seen this happen. What's about to happen? And you didn't call for his name. And he's trying to explain to you. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is as real as it gets.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I should have called his name out. If it were anyone else other than Laurel, I would have really protested. She'd been a strong competitor, and I was willing to let her have it. But had that been Kellen, had that been Jonathan, even Dominic, had it been Sebastian, I would have argued my point. I would have argued it.
The one thing that everybody is going to remember from this season, and the coolest thing ever, that Survivor always keeps reinventing the game, Jeff goes, I'll get to the votes. I lost my mind. I literally fell on the floor going, what? Isn't this done back in America? What is happening?
Yeah, we were all shocked. I thought Jeff was joking at first, and then he started reaching in, actually reading the vote.
I didn't even know there were 10 jury members. I'm like, how is there a tie? Oh, there's 10 people.
I know the rules when there's a tie, so I knew that the tie-breaking vote would be Laurel. That just made everything for me.
I mean, right there in that moment, you must have known the game was yours, and Dominic must have felt like, I just lost this whole thing.
Absolutely. He knew and I knew right then and there what was going to happen.
Wendell, did you think even for a split second, you know what? Dom is just crazy enough to join me in a fire-making competition. He might just do that.
I knew that Dom was pretty crazy. I didn't put anything past this guy, and he wasn't going to give me any hints or anything. So, yeah, I thought that that was within the realm of possibility, but not very probable. I know what he has back home, and Kristen would kill him if he would sit down next to me at a fire-making challenge and get beat by me. So, you got to go with the short thing, stand on your game, bring yourself to the final tribal, and shoot your best shot at that point.
Did the curse of the urn get him at the end then?
He thought he was Tony, and he was bringing Wu to the final tribal. His game was a little bit cursed at the end.
The million-dollar champion of Survivor Season 36. An incredible win, an awesome season. It was great watching you all the way around. If they called you tomorrow and said, so, Season 38, what do you think, Wendell?
I would go out tomorrow. This game has done so much for me. It was so hard, but I went out there and I learned so much, and I would do it all again in a heartbeat.
You excited for Season 37? This David and Goliath thing looks crazy.
Looks like it could be good, so I'm very excited. I'm a fan of the show. I get excited, I get pants, and I look forward to what's to come.
Wendell, you've got an incredible fan base. Your Canadian fans are just going nuts on social media. I'm sure you've seen it. Anything you want to say to them and anybody applying for subsequent seasons?
Big shout out to my Canadian family and all my cousins up there. Thank you all so, so much for rooting me on and cheering for me and tweeting and everything. I'm very thankful. I wish that Survivor would allow Canadians to come on. I just truly appreciate all the support.
Maybe you can put a good word in with the bosses.
I'll try and talk to Probst next time I see him.
There you go. And next time you see Chris, maybe teach him how to rap a little bit.
Oh, no. He could use some assistance.
Wendell, thank you so much, man. Enjoy the win. Enjoy the summer. Congratulations, dude.
I appreciate you. Have a good one.